Amelia Fang and the Barbaric Boar. Written by Laura Ellen Anderson and read by Zoe Thorne. It was a dark and gloomy Wednesday night in Nocturnia. Countess Frivolita Fang sipped at her scream tea and tapped the dining room table with her long black fingernails as the clock struck 4 a.m.
Drake, my darkness, you do know it's our annual barbaric ball in just 3 nights, cooed Countess Frivolita. We still have the invitations to send, catering to sort out and... Oh, did you book the Howling Wolf Band?
Count Drake's eyes widened.
I'll phone them tonight, dearest Ratbrains.
And Drakey, you'll need to wear your best suit for the ball. None of those Hawaiian graveyard shirts you like so much.
We really must find a way to unstick all that goblin slime from last year's ball too.
Goblins were notorious for leaving slime trails, stickier than the stickiest superglue, that were impossible to remove.
Not another barbaric boar, moaned Amelia Fang, slumping back into her chair. They're always full of old monsters wearing too many frills and far too much eau de decay.
Amelia had just turned 10. And would much rather be hanging out with her best friends, Florence and Grimaldi.
Amelia Fang, I won't have any of that bat chat from you, said the Countess sternly.
Firstly, Eau de Decay is the finest perfume in all of Nocturnia. It's made from fermented bat spit with a hint of rotten banana after all. And secondly, the barbaric ball is a family tradition.
It's our chance to show everyone how fantastic we are.
Hosted by the Fang family for generations, the Barbaric Ball was the annual event in Nocturnia. Only the most ghoulish and ghastly were invited, and the ball was Countess Frivolita's pride and joy.